Ladies and gentlemen, we have spent countless hours discussing the homeless crisis in Los Angeles specifically, but really it's a Southern California, it's an America problem.
Yes.
And it's reached the point where it's become a national embarrassment. So, of course, the President Garcetti.
Mayor
Garcetti, excuse me.
He's barely even that.
He knows that he's got to put this fire out because people are going to keep asking him about it. So the idea now is to spread the pain around and force every councilmanic district in the city of Los Angeles, all 15 of them, to put up at least one homeless shelter, even if it's a temporary tent village or trailer park in a parking lot. And every place they're trying to do this, the neighbors are objecting, including in Koreatown. And there's a Facebook group called No Shelter in Koreatown with an online petition that's gathered, well, at this time of this story, 4,500 signatures, probably higher than that. And joining us right now is a spokesman for No Shelter in Koreatown, Ron Kim. Good morning, Mr. Kim. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, I appreciate it. And it's a tough issue because the homeless are already living in our neighborhoods. And they certainly in my neighborhood in the West Valley under freeway overpasses in the back alleys, et cetera, in the green spaces. And the argument that the city makes is, well, we're better off organizing it and hopefully providing services to get people off the streets than to keep the situation that we have. Of course, from your perspective, I assume is the same as everybody else's perspective, is that if they build it, they will come. And it just becomes a magnet for more homeless people.
Yes, I completely agree with you. And there are several other extremely important points that I would appreciate the time to make right now. First of all, the situation with homelessness, I think we can all agree that the problem of homelessness in this country, in the state, in the city, and in the Koreatown community is real. And it is a national tragedy in the wealthiest country on earth. This calls for a really comprehensive solution. It does not call for targeting one portion of one city council person's district, CD10 of Herb Wesson, the Koreatown portion of his district, not the South LA or other portions of his district, but to focus on only Koreatown and in effect ambush us by not giving us, by subjecting us to a completely unfair process where we have not been allowed even a single public hearing to have the concerns of our community voiced and taken into account in connection with the selection of a location for a tent city or a homeless shelter, emergency homeless shelter. And as a result of that, as a result of the fundamental unfairness of that process and being ambushed with an announcement just last Friday, with construction scheduled to begin on June 1, the result of this is that this location has been selected. There will be no community input allowed into altering or considering other sites. And in fact, there are, most importantly, for any sites that are constructed, they should have as their primary goal offering the best, having the best ability to offer comprehensive and effective services to the homeless. And this location is a terrible location for such a shelter. And in fact, there are numerous alternate sites, including at in South Los Angeles, which are much more suitable, which have medical facilities very close by, which do not have, which is not 100 feet away from hundreds of residential units, which are not right next to comprehensive subway system, which such as the Vermont Wilshire location, which is less than 100 feet away from this 682 South Vermont proposed location. That subway station on Vermont and Wilshire runs north, south, east, and west, and is completely connected to subway systems all throughout Los Angeles. They will bring a lot more homeless to this ill-equipped site, and we will be completely inundated with a great deal more homeless.
Why do you think, Ron, why do you think the city picked the Koreatown location?
Well, sir, I'll let the city speak for itself. First and foremost, they chose not to have any public hearings.
Right.
Whereas other council districts are having public hearings.
Can I float a theory? Can I offer a theory on why they picked Koreatown?
Sure.
Because
sure.
I believe that the perception, if not the reality, in the city's political culture is that the Asian community in its various component parts is considered to be politically passive and therefore will kick up less fuss than other neighborhoods. And do you believe that there might be some validity to that theory?
First of all, I think does Herb Wesson and Mayor Eric Garcetti believe that? I believe they do. Through various statements they have made and various omissions of statements they have not made, which is, in short, they have shoved this down our throat without wanting to have a single hearing.
Yeah.
And in fact, when Councilman Herb Wesson was specifically asked, will you allow, in view of the demonstration that we had on Sunday, just 2 days after the surprise announcement by Mayor Garcetti and Herb Wesson, he was asked, will you allow public hearing now? He said, absolutely not. If any public hearing is had, this will never get done.
Well,
that's a component.
Yeah.
Yes. And then also specifically the Korean community. If I can get into the
Korean community. Okay, well, we got to do it quickly, and we'll be happy to have you back, but we're running up on time here.
Let me try to be very, very short and concise. Okay, so in short, the Koreatown community is not made up of just Koreans. There are Latinos, there are Korean Americans, and there are other minority groups within this Koreatown community. And there is a historical perception through statements and actions of these officials, especially Herb Wesson, who has an extensive history of, in my opinion, discriminating against Koreatown, which was blatantly demonstrated during the redistricting process a few years ago, where he was caught on a videotape saying that by the shenanigans he pulled there, he has guaranteed that two of the council districts, including his own, will be controlled by African Americans for the next 30 years.
Well, listen, Ron, I believe that Koreatown and Asian communities get treated essentially like mini San Fernando Valleys, that they are just taken as ATM machines, and that will only change the more people speak out.
Yes.
How do people get in touch with you if they want to?
Yes, thank you so much. And I do agree with your last statement as well. I think that's completely accurate. Please contact us on our Facebook page. It is a little bit different from what you stated. It is No Shelter on 682 Vermont.
Okay, No Shelter on 682 Vermont on Facebook.
Yes, correct.
Okay, thanks,
yes,
Ron.
Correct.
We'll talk to you down the road.
Good luck.